My name is Big. Big Winners. Now, I was just reading an article by Mr. Kevin Skarbinski entitled Year of the Repeat Will End with Alabama, Auburn, and Armageddon in Arlington. He says he believes last year wasn't a fluke, that Gus Malzahn and Auburn are here to stay, and Nick Saban and Alabama are not going away. Well, I think he might just be right. Then he said, if the ball bounces right and we've seen the last of the foolish suspensions on both sides, the first college football playoff will include not one, but two teams from the best college football state on the planet. That's right, Kevin said, what would have happened last year should happen this year. The mother of all Iron Bowls, part two, only in Tuscaloosa this time. Iron Bowl two will have everything on the line again. The state rivalry, SEC West, conference and national titles again. This year is different though. Now there's this committee who picks four teams to play in a playoff. Now, Kevin said even the loser of the Iron Bowl gets to play in the playoff. Now, when I read this, I got real excited. I said, Shirley, come here. I have something I want to read to you. We both love to read articles by Skarbinski, so she excited too. But when Shirley heard Kevin predicted both Alabama and Auburn to be in the playoff, she laughed and laughed, because we've been talking about that all summer. I said, first, Alabama and Auburn will have other teams to beat, like maybe Noles or Sooners or Ducks or Sparty from Michigan State. Skarbinski wrote that Alabama and Auburn will play each other for the national championship. Now that's when Shirley and I looked at each other and I said, what is he smoking? Shirley said, they will never let that happen. Alabama and Auburn would have to play each other in the first playoff game to prevent the SEC from automatically getting another national title with two SEC teams in the championship. Like when Shirley was so happy because Alabama played LSU again. I told her, it doesn't matter. Two Iron Bowls is two Iron Bowls, whether it's the championship or the semifinal in the playoff. It'll be Armageddon in Arlington, the mother of all rematches, the end of the world as we know it. The first playoff season, it'll be Alabama versus Auburn playing for the second time in a single season. Now, even I know this is pretty far-fetched. Some people will wonder what Kevin is smoking these days. But what if Mr. Skarbinski is right? The governor might just have to call out the National Guard. We would have riots in the streets. It might just be the end of the world as Shirley and I know it. If Auburn wins again, will I still be able to sleep in my own bed? I might be so obnoxious that she kicks me out to the curb. Of course, if Bama wins, I might just enjoy the peace and quiet that curb has to offer. I hope to see you again real soon on RollTideWarEagle.com.